Stepneyall Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Culture Vulture.
I'm with Ekram and I'm with Mohammed. Can you tell me about Ramadan?
Ramadan is the time of fasting and not eating food, and you must never ever break a fast, and it's for God, Allah, to forgive your sins.
And when does that start?
2nd of April.
And what will happen at Eid?
Like, go to your cousin's house and have fun with your family.
I sometimes get presents and it's really fun as well.
All Saints Radio.
Love, you're learning.
Year 8 are currently learning a story called Refugee Boy in Drama. Here's Yusuf in 8.2 with scene 28 for you. The Metropolitan Police are investigating the killing of a man in Tottenham, North London. The incident happened yesterday afternoon and police believe the killing may have been politically motivated. The victim held both Ethiopian and Eritrean nationality and was involved in an organisation set up to try and bring the two warring communities together. A statement received by the police stated that on Saturday they covered a demonstration in aid of the man and his son who were being denied refugee status by the Home Office. In that report, they featured the son who earned the respect of many young people in the east of London. Friends and supporters say the boy is devastated and has been offered counselling.
Hi, I'm Jasper from 7C Co, and I'm learning in history about the fight for the throne in 1066 when Edward the Confessor died, otherwise known as the Battle of Hastings. In English, we are learning poetry skills such as similes, metaphors and personification, and also what it takes to make a good poem.
A massive well done to the Year 10s who won the Tower Hamlets 11-a-side football tournament a few weeks ago. Well done, boys.
Golden opportunities.
Hi, I'm with Ellie from the Half Moon Theatre Company. Ellie, would you like to tell us a little bit about what you do on a Wednesday afternoon?
So on a Wednesday afternoon, we have an after-school drama club with the Year 7s and the Year 8s. At the moment, we're working on a devising project. So we're making our own pieces of theatre based on the stories that we want to tell, our stories.
So, tell me about your enrichment choice.
So I chose Guardian Club, and today we built a greenhouse and we're going to plant chili peppers and sunflowers there. Also I chose Chess Club, and today we learned how to pin the king and win checkmate.
Feedback from the music trip to see the London Philharmonic Orchestra at Royal Festival Hall.
I loved the trumpet and violin solos done by the specialists on stage.
The quizzes help recap some of our course and it helped visualise specifics in the orchestra.
Reading for pleasure.
I am reading The Boy at the Back of the Class by Anjali Q. Ralph. It follows a group of best friends trying to befriend a refugee boy called Ahmed. I like it because it shows the hardships of refugees, like the language barrier and the negative views about them by other people, which causes Ahmed to be bullied. But I am also happy that there are people willing to accept and help people like Ahmed.
Culture Vulture.
The Easter story is at the heart of Christianity. On Good Friday, Jesus Christ was executed by crucifixion. His body was taken down from the cross and buried alive. The tomb was guarded and an enormous stone was put over the entrance so no one could steal the body. One following Sunday, someone visited the grave and found that the stone has been moved and the tomb is empty. Jesus himself was seen that day and for days afterwards by many people. His followers realized that God has raised himself, Jesus, from the dead.
Hello, my name is A.R. Kintala from 7.4. Royal Mint, new technology recycling gold from electronic waste. Every year, millions of tons of electronic waste, including old laptops, mobile phones and televisions, are thrown away. However, the Royal Mint, whose job it is to make coins for the UK, has come up with a unique way to turn these items, which are collectively known as e-waste, into something valuable. This involves taking the circuit boards of old mobiles and computers and extracting the precious metal by putting the boards through several important processes involving chemistry and high temperatures. At the moment, the Royal Mint is focusing on extracting gold from e-waste, but it hopes to recover a number of other metals including copper, silver, tin and nickel.
Ukraine, Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran will perform at concert to raise money for refugees. A concert to raise money for the people of Ukraine will be held in Birmingham on 29th of March. More than 3 million people are now believed to have fled Ukraine after Russia invaded the country at the end of February. Singers Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran and band Snow Patrol have all been confirmed to perform at the concert, which will be broadcast on ITV. Cabello said her heart was breaking for the people of Ukraine. As refugees from Ukraine join millions of other displaced people around the globe, we all have a responsibility. One of the biggest needs is to get funds to organisations who can serve these communities directly, so we're focusing our efforts on doing that as quickly as we can, she said.
Multicultural cooks.
Today we're going to make ramen noodles that you can try to cook over the Easter holidays. Anissa, can you please read the ingredients?
Yes, so today the ingredients would be 1 tablespoon sesame oil, 3 teaspoons grated ginger, 4 teaspoons grated garlic, 4 cups broth, 4 cups water, 1 ounce dried mushrooms, 2 packages of instant ramen, half chopped scallions or chives, 2 chopped kale, 1 cup shredded carrots, and crunchy golden panko crumbs for topping. Now onto the method. Heat the sesame oil in a large skillet over medium-low heat. Add the garlic and ginger. Stir fry for 2 minutes.
Add the broth and the water. Then add the mushrooms and simmer for 10 minutes.
Add the instant noodles to the hot liquid and simmer for an additional 5 minutes. Then add the scallions and stir to combine.
Remove from heat, stir in the kale and carrots and top with crunchy panko crumbs and soft boiled egg. Season with chili oil, hot sauce, sesame oil and or soy sauce and salt to the taste.
And there you go. There are your instant ramen noodles. Thank you for listening.
Shout out!
Who will you shout out for?
I wanted to do a shout out for Abdul Samad and the data team, to be honest. Really, there's a lot of background work that they do and we need to appreciate that.
This is a shout out for Aisha in 7.5 because she's a really good friend.
This is a shout out for our amazing IT department. They're always ready to deal with any technical issues in school, and it's because of you that we can teach so well. So thanks.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.